Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, here we go. Alongside Randy Scott, I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Thank you for spending some of your time with us today. It is greatly appreciated. Happy holidays. Hope everyone's having a good time. We got a lot of action. A lot of action over the next few days. We got bowl games tonight, bowl games tomorrow. We got a massive boxing card in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. We've got NFL tomorrow, NFL Sunday, bowl games everywhere. Then Christmas. I don't know how I'm going to wedge in. It's almost like Christmas is going to be like eighth on the list.
Wait, is Christmas when you start really getting into the NBA? Like for me, it is.
It was in a previous life. Okay. It is no longer anymore. Now NBA, it's like right from the jump, I'm on top of it.
Because there's value early in the season, as with most, you know, most seasons, most sports, like, you know.
Got to see where you're at with something this early on. Yeah.
And that's why we had this conversation yesterday about Joel Embiid and his, you know, MVP candidacy and, you know, if we go back-to-back and whatever. And it's great. What he's doing is tremendous, but it's only December.
It's 55 games.
It's only December.
People are like, oh, is it a good bet at 2-1? No, it is not a good bet at 2-1. There's 55 games to go.
Yeah.
It's a good conversation.
Yeah.
It's not a good bet.
And I just feel like national audience, that's really Christmas Day is where the NBA takes hold in my brain.
Do you think the NBA is a little bit perturbed at the fact that the NFL is just stomping all over Christmas Day these days?
Yeah.
The NFL has just moved in and set up shop. Hey, by the way, Super Bowl preview, Niners Ravens. Yeah.
This is ours now. We live here now. Oh, do you
I'm the captain now.
Do you watch Fargo at all?
I do
FX?
Not. No.
This season of Fargo is amazing. I don't know if you ever watched the Billy Bob Thornton season or the Ewan McGregor season, the Ted Danson season. There are all these different seasons where they get these amazing. That was one of the best ones. They get these amazing casts. This one is fantastic. It's Keeley from Ted Lasso and a couple of the people where you're like, oh yeah, I recognize him. Winston from New Girl is in there. This season is tremendous, and there's a character that just walks into a house that he's one of the villains, and he's like, I live here now, and the people are like, boom.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
gone.
Agreed.
And that's what the NFL is on Christmas Day.
We'll pick up the closing costs. Yep. Don't worry about any of that. NBA on Christmas Day, Bucks at Knicks. Coverage starting at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, immediately followed by Warriors at Nuggets on ESPN Radio. And remember, on Christmas night, we have the Ravens and the 49ers. ESPN, ABC, 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Big showdown this weekend between the Cowboys and the Dolphins. We talked earlier about what the world looks like Monday if the Dallas Cowboys lose this game. I think the seat starts to get very hot for Mike McCarthy. Very hot, because Jerry Jones is watching the Eagles vomit all over themselves and his Cowboys aren't able to take advantage of it. That's assuming they lose. What happens if they win and Miami loses? All season long, Miami's been a fun story. Quirky coach. Everyone kind of likes Mike McDaniel. I wasn't a McDaniel guy when he took over. He's proven me wrong. I think he's fantastic. Not just entertaining, but I think he's a fantastic head coach.
Yep.
I think he's a fantastic leader. I like the fact that Tua's career is taking off. I like everything that's going. When you watch them play, they are a fun watch, which is what this is all about, entertainment value. But the knock this year for a team that's ascending is that they don't win the big games. This is a big game. It is a very big game because Buffalo is now breathing down their neck. If Buffalo was continuing to stumble all over itself, Miami coasts to the division and they don't have to worry about any of this, but they got to worry. Because if they lose one of the next two, this one or the Baltimore game next week in Baltimore, and Buffalo wins both of the next two, which are cakewalk layups.
Chargers and Patriots.
That game suddenly for the division.
Yeah.
What does the world look like Monday morning if Miami loses this game?
You are terrified. If you're a Miami Dolphin fan, you are terrified. Now, the reason the conversation's going to be different, it's going to be a micro version of what the Cowboys conversation could be, although I push back a little bit on Mike McCarthy being on a hot seat, it's just because of the fan base. It's just because the Dallas Cowboys are a national story. Miami is a local story. Miami is local news. The Cowboys are national news. So, yes, there's going to be a level of concern, and there damn well should be, because not only are you in danger. See, for about, I don't know, seven games so far, the Cowboys have not had a viable reason to get upset about losing the division. It has been the Eagles way out in front, Cowboys cruising along, playing good football, but they haven't been able to catch Philadelphia.
Almost setting the expectation that they would not be winning the division.
Correct. And okay. Miami is the one getting caught from behind.
Yeah.
And if they lose against the Cowboys, week 18 is a massive game for them. Week 18 is massive because, yeah, Miami right now up 2 with 3 to go, but their 3 are Dallas, Baltimore, and Buffalo. For Buffalo, it's Los Angeles, New England, and Miami. You'd rather be Buffalo. Just blind taste test that.
Yeah,
blind resume,
yeah.
You'd rather be the second team. So if Miami loses to Dallas, it really doesn't matter how they do it. If they lose, the sky is falling in South Florida.
Woo!
Yeah,
see, it's interesting. I was a little bit more dramatic on the Dallas side, and you're like, eh, not so much. You know, season's been going pretty well. Mike McCarthy could be all right. You know, we'll see how it goes in the playoffs. This one, much more aggressive on your behalf.
It's what do you expect? You know, I think about this with regard, you know, to my kids, right? I've got them this year on, it'll be the first Christmas morning that I have them solo. So there's a little bit divorced parent. I'm being real. Like you're kind of competing against the other parent. Make sure that they have a good Christmas.
We're gonna go big.
The things that they want on their list, right? So they're like, Dad, I want an electric scooter. I want this. I want that.
We want cameos from Gary Streisand.
From Uncle Gary, from Uncle Gare Bear. So it's if your kid goes into it with a certain level of expectation and they fall short, that's one thing. If they go into it thinking, all I'm going to get is a scooter, and they don't know about the Papa Shot machine in the basement. They're not listening. You know what I mean? Like that's what this is. Dallas had no reasonable expectation of the division and haven't for months. Miami, we're in the convo for the one seed. Our expectations are the Mercedes-Benz of electric scooters, not the Costco version that they're going to get.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. You can see this going really bad for Miami down the stretch. Really bad. You go into this game against Dallas, maybe you play them very competitively, you come up on the wrong end. Fine. But then you're going to Baltimore the following week. You could go there and face an angry Ravens team that just lost to the Niners. You lose that game. Ouch. Then all of a sudden, here we are, week 18. You're hosting Buffalo, red hot, division on the line. Mm-hmm. Buffalo comes in and beats you. And then you limp into the playoffs as wounded as anybody in the NFL. And I would have to imagine at that point, just get taken out immediately by whoever you're facing.
Right.
And at that point, then it's like, you have a lot of talks. You don't have the talks about, is Mike McDaniel the guy? Mike's the guy. You're good there. And you don't have the talks about Tua, but you have the talks about, you know, team's going to need a little toughness. Team's going to need a little smash mouth resiliency because, like you said, the frosting tastes great. But if you don't have any of the cake, like, we're not going to see it in a deep run anytime soon.
Okay, if you're the Dolphins and you are the sixth seed, because you have 10 wins, so you're the sixth seed. You don't win the division on a tiebreak to Buffalo, let's say, or maybe even you're just flat out passed. But you're the sixth seed. You could play at Kansas City. You could play at Cleveland. You could even play at Buffalo. Do you want to play any of those games on the road?
You don't want to have to go back to Buffalo. Actually, you know what? You might want to go back to Buffalo because if Buffalo is red hot, the last thing they're going to want is to have to deal with you again.
And they've already proven they can lose a home playoff game.
Now Miami becomes that wounded animal that's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And if I'm Buffalo, I don't want them. I want someone else. I want someone who thinks they're good and they come in and you smash them. You don't want to have to get stuck dealing with Miami again. The last thing you want to do is play the same team twice in 2 weeks. I got no statistical basis for something like that.
Yeah.
But I would have to imagine you wouldn't want that. It's a fascinating turn of events because somehow, some way, when you go through this and you assume that if Miami doesn't win the division, they're the first wild card. Cleveland's just right there winning games.
Yeah.
Cleveland won't catch Baltimore. They're going to continue to stack wins. Cleveland is going to be your number one wild card team, which means Cleveland ends up on the road at the 2 seed, which would be what? It looks like Kansas City because their schedule's nothing down the stretch.
Their schedule's nothing, and they'll probably – I mean, Buffalo could win 11 games, which is – insane, right? If they went out,
it would be
it's
right what
games,
we all expected at the beginning of the season.
Just a circuitous
just
route
delivered in a very different package.
Cleveland, yeah. Cleveland,
hey, there's Buffalo with 11 wins. It's what we all projected.
Cleveland has 3 winnable games: a CJ Stroudless Texans team, and they got the Jets, and then the Bengals.
This Joe Flacco thing
that's
is nuts.
Amazing.
If Flacco's just going to guide them right into the playoffs and continue to win games, and then they get into the postseason and they start winning games, is it what are we going to do? We're going to dump Flacco and go back to Watson next year?
No, oh my God. Well, you're on the hook financially, yeah. And Flacco's not getting any younger. Come on, like this is lightning in a bottle. It'd be amazing. Who is Flacco? Is he Hostetler? Who's Flacco? for a deep playoff run.
He's probably the Flacco from the year the Ravens, you know? Where he was like, I'll pass on your contract extension. I'm going to go win the Super Bowl with one of the greatest quarterback Super Bowl runs ever. Then I'm going to take all your money and I'm going to go right back to average Joe.
Couple options.
Who is he?
Go ahead.
Trent Dilfer, who filled in. Tony Banks started the season that year. The Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2000.
Yeah.
And then Banks started that year. Great pull.
Trent Dilfer, and then they went to Elvis Gerback in the offseason. They signed Elvis Gerback, big free agent from, I believe, the Chiefs.
University of Michigan. Northampton High School.
Nick Foles.
No, that's Jim Junkenmiller. Sorry.
Nick Foles could be an option. Like when he was with the Eagles, obviously. Great run from Wentz. Foles takes over. They win the Super Bowl. Those are two options. And Hostetler, obviously, but like,
yeah,
I think Flacco's better than Hostetler. I think he's more in like the Trent Dilfer, Tony Banks kind of.
Is there ever been a mid-season pickup, though? A mid-season
pickup?
That's
the thing. It's not like he was the backup who stepped in, which is every other situation
Foles,
here.
Dilfer.
This is a guy who was at home. Apparently, Ryan Clark didn't find him appealing enough to be on the TV. I'm kidding. I'm kidding before anyone says anything.
I was like, hold on.
No, I'm
kidding. What am I missing?
It's a joke. The Showtime show. Clark said that Joe Flacco had tried out for that show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the one Ryan's hosting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that Flacco didn't get it. I don't know why. We were just joking. It's all just fun.
No.
He said, hey, I'm glad he didn't get it because look at what he's doing in the NFL right now. It's a fascinating story. All week. All right, now we finally get to take the... Now we're sitting back. All week, everyone has been on me about being too serious, too many sports hot takes. Just, I've been catching it from everywhere.
Been a content factory.
Very serious guy. God forbid I brush my teeth anywhere in the facility to look nice for TV.
Yeah.
That's going to come out on air.
Get pink eye.
Christmas week. Randolph's here. We should have more fun. Next segment is for you.
Yes.
We're going to have a lot of fun. It's Christmas related. You're not going to want to miss it. Carlin versus Joe. Randy Scott in for Carlin, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. We're not going to do any screwing around. We want as much time as possible for this. Randy Scott in for Chris Carlin, Joe Fornball, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to do a little Christmas movie draft here. Christmas movie draft. The rules are pretty simple. If you've ever done any sort of draft or watched any sort of draft, there's four of us. Myself, Randy Scott, Evan Wilner, our producer, Nick Carty, our board op today. The four of us will be going through a snake draft, drafting Christmas movies. And then I guess maybe on social media, we'll put up the results and we'll see who comes up with the best team. Wilner, you held the blind draft order earlier. What is the order for this?
Yeah, and this was held in front of everybody with Kevin Winter picking out of a hat.
Untrustworthy individual, by the way, to put in charge of something like that.
Joe Fortenbaugh, I don't know what you're talking about. Joe Fortenbaugh goes first. Nick Carty goes second. Randy Scott third. I will go last, and then I will have the first pick of the second round in the snake draft.
Classic snake draft. Okay, so here we go. I have the first pick. There's probably going to be a lot of controversy with a lot of these picks. Let's all try to be gentlemen about everything here. It is the holiday season. There is room for pushback, but let's not tear anything down.
There are FCC violations still also, so let's be professional there.
Yeah, we're going to be in regards to what? Like swearing?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to swear. I got talked to about that recently and regarding something else I think we all know. We're all going to move forward in an appropriate manner. Okay, first pick in the draft. Whether you agree with this or not, I don't care. I have two young kids. They love this movie. It's on all the time. And you know what? It sucks me in almost every time. Home Alone's the number one pick in the Christmas draft. I just can't get enough of it. If it was on, there are movies my kids watch over and over and over again, and they will drive me insane. Certain TV shows. Anyone familiar with Blippi? Anyone with young kids with Blippi?
Yes.
Blippi drove me nuts. Now, very successful in what he does. I'm not knocking him. Blippi drove me nuts, though. There's a lot of the stuff that drives me nuts. Home Alone is on nonstop, and I don't mind it at all. I'm doing it for the kids. Home Alone is the number one pick in the draft.
All right, that would mean I'm up.
Cardi, you're up. You're up. How old are you, by the way, so that people have an idea?
I'm 25.
25-year-old coming in here with the number two pick. A lot of pressure on your shoulder. Young GM, first draft, making big decisions here at number two.
So I actually didn't see this movie till I was in college. I had no interest in it before, and I cry every time I watch it. It's currently my phone background, and it's A Wonderful Life. I think it's just pinnacle Christmas spirit and it's the important things in life.
Can't check my house, Mr. Potter. It's my house. That's my Jimmy Stewart. It's a very limited Jimmy Stewart.
That was very good.
That was solid.
And Cardi, that didn't really see that coming there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cardi's obviously playing the, for all the females listening out there, they're just like, wow, who's this 25-year-old with taste and sophistication? I can assure you, ladies, it's not the case.
I'm not going to overthink this. Thank you very much for asking. I'm drafting third. My name's Randy Scott. I'm a little bit older, a little bit older than 25.
I have you pegged for a movie here that if you don't take it, I am going to be wildly disappointed. This movie screams Randolph Scott. I'm sure we all know what it is.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ? Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Christmas Vacation. Stops me in my tracks every time I come across it. I will re-download it. I feel like I pay for this movie on streaming every year in some different way. I pay a different platform for this movie.
Money on this every year.
I probably own this like four different ways. So Christmas Vacation is my first round pick.
Fantastic. And Evan pitched earlier in the week. He said, when Randy's on with us later in the week, Randy likes to have fun. I'm like, I know Randy. Randy seems like a fun guy. He goes, we're going to do some Christmas-related stuff. I said, that's a great idea. I had you pegged for that. I'm glad you delivered. Very on brand. Wilder, right. Now you have two in a row here.
Also, Christmas Vacation available on Disney Plus and Hulu. I just want to throw that out there if Randy's trying to buy it.
And there we go with the corporate pitch.
All right.
Wouldn't be Christmas without the corporations getting involved.
All right, I have two picks. I'm going to go with Elf, one of the funniest Christmas movies. It's great. Will Ferrell's excellent in it. That's my first pick. And my second pick, I love The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I think it's great. I think it's a great show of how people lost faith in Christmas and lost faith in Santa Claus and getting it back. So I love The Santa Claus. So I'm going with Elf and The Santa Claus, my two picks.
That's a decent foundation. Decent foundation. Yours can't drive. Your list can't drive or vote. It's a kid's list. It's a child's list. But it's a good list. It's a good list.
Get him, Randy.
I was going to say, neither of those were even on my board. I'm okay with those.
Oh, they're on my board. Okay.
Those are on your board?
They're on my board, but...
All right. Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
Elf, very popular.
Oh, it's my pick. It's my pick.
The whole, hey, Randolph, and then I stop talking.
All right.
Welcome to radio.
Man, I already have a comedy. Do I go serious? Because I have...
You want to round it out. You want to show the people that you're diverse.
I love this. All right, listen. Hey, you pandered earlier. I'm going to pander Nick as well. Love Actually. I watch Love Actually every year.
That's a great choice, Randy.
Every year.
Love Actually.
I love this movie. I think Hugh Grant at his most delightful Hugh Grantist. And I like the sneaky jokes that they, every year, there are jokes that can't happen now. Oh, and the Joni Mitchell Both Sides Now scene with Emma Thompson, when she finds out that Snape is cheating on her. Oh, my God.
Snape.
Oh, my God. When she finds out that the bad guy from Die Hard is cheating on her, she,
Hans Gruber.
Joni Mitchell, and she's pulls her eyelids out to keep the tears in, and then she's like, okay, to the kids, we've got to go. Yeah. Oh. All right,
okay.
Go on.
Christmas Vacation and Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Randolph.
Multifaceted.
A lot going on there.
A lot going on.
This is a troll right here all right. So where are we at? Cardi?
Yeah.
All right, Cardi. You opened with It's a Wonderful Life. It's going to be interesting to see how you round this one out.
We only go up. My second favorite one, none of you picked it because none of you have class. Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
You can have it.
Okay, enough. He's unbelievably funny in it. And I think to my generation, it's probably the best Christmas movie.
My generation. You see that?
Okay.
That was an age joke.
That's ageism, and you should be expecting to hear from HR later today. All right, so it's back to the top of the board here. No one's got this on their board. I've talked about this at some point earlier this week. I don't want Wilner stealing it in case he was actually paying attention to what I had to say. I love this movie. I watch this movie every Christmas. I cry during this movie. It is not meant to be a movie that involves any tears whatsoever. None. It is going to be bizarre to literally everyone who hears it. There's no one on earth that agrees with me at all on this. The movie is called Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds.
That's on my list.
Amy Smart.
It's on my list.
I love that movie. I would have drafted it number one overall if I thought it would have been gone by the time it came back up. I love going home to New Jersey. He gets snowed in. He sees the family. He reconnects with Amy Smart. Chris Klein plays a fantastic role as the bad guy, Dusty Dinkelman. Yeah. He's Jersey. He skis in his jeans.
Yes.
You're Hollywood.
When do you cry at this movie?
I just cry with the reconnection at the end where, like, they figure it out. Yeah. He comes back into the bar and he sees her and he just kind of slumps his shoulders.
Yeah.
And they have the whole reconnection. Right. No, we don't have to pick it up. I like this movie. I'm having an emotional moment.
All right.
So I'm going to go with that when I cry.
That was on my list, dude.
And then I'm actually going to do it. Whether you agree or not, I don't care. Die Hard. I want Die Hard to round out. I want Home Alone. I want Die Hard. And I want Just Friends. That's a wonderful day for me. You can go have a wonderful life. I'm going to have a wonderful day.
Cardi.
Just Friends isn't a Christmas movie, but I'll move on.
Yes,
Polar Express,
yes,
I'll take.
Yes, it is. It's all
Polar
about Christmas.
Express. This is generation.
I'll take the Polar Express.
Polar Express, that's not a Christmas
Tom
movie.
Hanks.
That's a train movie. That's a train movie. Sorry, it doesn't count.
Santa's in it. It's a Polar Express. But Santa's in Just Friends as well.
Yeah.
So.
They go to the North Pole.
All right. Jersey.
What? It's they just a geographical Jersey. Location.
Right. I'm going to go. Thank you very much. I'm going to go now. I'm going to take Love Actually off the list. All right. I feel like I'm safe to pick another movie before we come back. I'm gonna do Bad Santa.
Okay.
Bad Santa.
Get a little humor
in
there.
I got a couple comedies here. Billy Bob Thornton's tremendous. Shout out Bernie Mac, RIP. John Ritter is in this movie, RIP.
It'll be a funny Christmas in the Scott household.
It's a funny Christmas.
A lot
and
of fun.
Man, the last two picks, we're gonna bring it down. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Go ahead.
All right. Evan, you got two here.
Yeah, I got two. I'm going to go, I think mine's very recent, like 94 with Santa Claus. These first two movies are in my lifetime, so I'm going to go with one that's not. I love A Christmas Story. I know people think it's overdone, it's overplayed because it's on.
I think Randy's about to tear that
one
down.
You just lost the draft, man.
Yeah. Randy said is so super overrated, and I had a feeling.
Yeah,
it was
I don't think it is. I think it's great. I love watching it every time it's on. Every time he's going to say fudge, I think he's actually going to say the word on TNT, and then he doesn't. I love A Christmas Story. I'm taking it with my third round pick.
All right.
And with my fourth pick, I'm going to go with Four Christmases.
Oh, that's good.
My wife's mom is as old school as it gets, and she loves Four Christmases. The first time I saw it was the first Christmas I spent with my in-laws. I just started dating my now wife.
Yeah.
And there is a scene that is so inappropriate to watch with you guys. And I had to watch it with my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And my God, I don't think I've ever been more embarrassed in my entire life. I'm not going to bring up the scene. Go watch it. It's with Mary Steenburgen. It's with Vince Vaughn. This one scene
is so
inappropriate. So those are mine.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it when I want to elaborate on one, you tell me to speed it up, but when you want to elaborate on one, we all just clear the Lido deck, ladies and gentlemen.
You picked up on that.
Evan wants to speak.
We
can rip through a few more here.
Yep.
Randolph.
I'm going to get sad here. Has anybody seen Family Stone?
No.
Buddy, Family Stone.
Family Stone, yeah.
It's a solid one.
Good movie.
Matriarch dies of cancer. That hits home for too many people, I think, this time of year. It's an ensemble cast. Luke Wilson's amazing. Craig T. Nelson is in it. He's incredible. It's just a great cast. It's amazing.
Cardi?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Nice
iconic. Not too long either. It's all-timer.
Round it out with Nightmare Before Christmas and Lethal Weapon. Might as well get that in there.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, get it in there. Little animation. I have no animation in the
You're diversifying the portfolio a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Coming back to Cardi, wrap it up.
Love a young Sandra Bullock while you were sleeping.
That's
Good
a
job.
Christmas movie?
Wow, Cardi showing some diversity here.
While You Were Sleeping is a Christmas movie?
Big upset.
Yep. Like it's hit by a train, right?
Yes, he does.
It's a train
and she
movie.
Pretends,
That's more a train movie than Polar Express. Last
sad.
One.
How many trains you got in your situation here, Carl?
Last one for me.
A
thank
lot.
You for asking. All right. Has anybody seen The Family Man? The Family Man, 2000.
That was my pick.
Yeah, not
that
anymore.
That was my
it's
next
not,
pick.
Not anymore. It's not.
What a great pick.
Not anymore. So this is Nick Cage. It is Taya Leone at her Taya Leone-est. Jeremy Piven is in this. It's also set in Jersey.
Piven.
It's set in Jersey.
Jersey is the home of Christmas.
It's very much a an It's a Wonderful Life.
It.
It's the alternate reality. Don Cheadle plays the angel who gives him a glimpse into.
All right, what part of Quickly do we not understand around here? Everyone yells at me for elaborating, and then everyone else just takes the floor.
You had 3 hours today, all right? This is our only segment.
Well, my name is on the banner. Go ahead. What do you got? Good. You got one more pick.
It's second. You guys are gonna laugh. I'm gonna go Home Alone 2 here. I think Home Alone and Home Alone 2 are closer than people give it credit for. I actually the other night just watched Home Alone 2 before I even watched Home Alone this year. I like Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. I'm gonna go with that.
Can I also say Office Christmas Party and The Night Before? Both have come out since 2015. Those are worth a watch every Christmas. They're funny movies for sure.
Well done, everybody. Well done indeed. The Detroit Pistons. It's not Christmas in Detroit. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've been waiting all week for someone to play this. Thank you, Nick Carty. Randy Scott, Joe Fortenball, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I mean, you know what? Shout out to the great people of Detroit, Michigan, and the surrounding suburbs, and anyone else who somehow finds their way into rooting for this abomination of a basketball team that they're trotting out on a regular basis. The Pistons lost to the Jazz last night. How many in a row is that? 25?
It's 25.
25 straight losses. 25. That is just... I'm going to try to find something.
It's obscene.
It's losers,
in other words.
Yeah. It is horrific.
Losers always whine about their best.
I can't finish that one.
I feel for Monty Williams. I obviously feel for the fan base, and I feel for Monty Williams because his name is being thrown out there as, hey, get him out, get him gone.
He just got a monster contract.
It's not working. I know, but how do you argue with 25 in the loss column and 2 in the win column? And they were 2-1. 2-1.
So they opened 2-1.
So I guess they're 2-26. Sorry, they're 2-26 right now.
So if you're not with us, and I don't blame you if you're not up on this story, the Pistons last night, they're a national story today, not just because they lost 25 in a row. Last night, you're not going to get an easier situation than the one they got. They're at home. They're hosting the Utah Jazz. Now, the Pistons hadn't played since Monday, so they're off Tuesday. They're off Wednesday. They're hosting a game on Thursday. They should be nice and rested, ready to go win a basketball game. Utah, on the other hand, was playing their fourth game in 6 nights. They were playing their second half of a back-to-back, meaning they had just played Wednesday night, and they were in their fifth different city in 8 nights. When you gamble like I do on this stuff, you look for these situations. Clippers were in a situation like this against OKC last night.
Lost.
OKC flattened them, right? They handled their business. You got a tailor-made situation for a win. Oh, by the way, the Jazz sit their two best players. Lauri Markkanen doesn't play.
Right, Markkanen's
out. And then on
out.
Top of it, Utah is the worst road team in the NBA. They're 2-13 on the road this season. They are dead last in net rating on the road. And the Pistons go out and they lose the game. They lost it close, if that means anything, but
still
they lose.
Lost.
I think 2-80 is on the table.
You think 2-80? You think they don't win the rest of the season?
So everyone keeps looking at me like I'm crazy when I say this. After what happened last night, explain to me where they are going to find a win.
Won't there be
it
another?
Sounds nuts.
Won't there be another scheduling quirk where they catch somebody on a back to back? They catch somebody, you know, third game in four nights or whatever it is.
Sure.
Multi cities, multi time zones. Somebody who's out in injury. You know, like this shooting star that we saw last night. No Lauri Markkanen, no Jordan Clarkson, no Keontae George, no Talen Horton Tucker. That situation will present itself in another team at some point the rest of the season. I'm not saying that they'll even triple their win total, but they'll get to five wins. They'll win five games.
You can bet, you could actually, as of yesterday, I don't know if this exists anymore, you could bet under 9 wins, and it was 6-1.
I would bet under 9 wins.
I'm almost betting 0 wins. I'm almost betting 2 total, 0 the rest of the way. The fact that they're going to win 8 more games to blow me out of the water on that bet.
I don't see it.
2-26. We've got the Wizards right above them at 5-22. You got the Hornets who keep drafting top picks. They're 7-19. You go to the West. San Antonio, 4-23. Portland, 7-20. What are we doing out here?
I feel for Cade Cunningham. Cade Cunningham is the truth. He had 28 points, 10 dimes, 3 straight 25-point games. But that's not the streak that we're talking about. I mean, with a minimum of 50 games, the Pistons would have the worst record in a calendar year in NBA history. And they're at 20. Okay, so if they lose 2 more games, they break the Sixers' record of most consecutive losses within a season. And that was the trust the process Sixers. They were trying to lose.
Yeah, glad we got that one in there. Philadelphia always finds a way.
The Pistons are not trying to lose. That
I don't
was
think
the team
so.
That was trying
I mean,
to lose.
Did anyone tell them Wembanyama was drafted last year? Like that draft already happened.
I don't know.
Their point differential is -11.7, which means they are being outscored on average by 11.7 points per game.
I'm trying to look for one of these runs in our lifetime. The 88 Miami Heat. The 2012 Bobcats were 14-80 in a calendar year.
They don't even exist anymore.
They don't exist. They were named after the owner. The owner was like, my name's Bob. We're going to be called the Bobcats.
Get out of here. Is that what that was?
Buddy, I will find that for you.
No, I'll take your word. I would like to believe Robert Johnson.
Nailed it. Yep. Charlotte Bobcats named after Bob.
Hard to believe that one didn't work out. When that's your game plan, we're going to name the team after the owner?
Think about
what you think of yourself there. That's something I would want to do.
Then owner Bob Johnson named the team after himself, thus stealing the thunder for the expansion Charlotte Bobcats, whose original owner was named Bob, hence Bobcats. No big deal.
Striking a win for Bob's
no
everywhere.
Big deal. I'll say this. Detroit is one of the last truly great sports cities in this country.
That's why I feel so bad for them.
I feel bad for them as well. But the Lions are a deodorant, let's say, right, to the losing stink of that city. Red Wings are young and fun to watch. You know, the Tigers.
Red Wings also delivered quite a bit for a very long time there. So if they have their lulls, that's one of those. It's okay.
Tigers also play sports. I mean, there's
Tigers
some good.
Are our team.
The Tigers are a squadron.
They're Michigan fans there as well. Michigan, and they're in the semifinal. Yeah. But we're talking pro sports here. We feel for you. This is a Christmas showing of love to Pistons fans everywhere. Nobody deserves this. No. Nobody deserves this. People showed up for that game last night. You thought you were going to see a win. There's probably a kid somewhere that was his first ever game. That's his game. And they're going to save
the ticket.
I'm
laughing at the kid. Why am I laughing at the kid?
No, you're laughing at the situation.
I am. I know. I'm sorry.
Like there's a kid there, and he came away feeling pretty good about things. Christmas is right around the corner, but that's just an embarrassment. Speaking of embarrassing... It's Friday. It's the final segment. We know what this one's all about. Randy, you're in for a real treat.
What are we doing?
You're in for a real treat. All right. Carlin versus Joe here on ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza money alert.
Pizza, pizza.
Off next week, so I'm going to rip off a few that are down the line. Number one, we're going to take Missouri on the money line over Ohio State in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, Friday, December 29th, 8 p.m. on ESPN. Missouri's excited to be here. They had a great season. I think they're going to want to play in this game. They're going to want to win. Ohio State's got some transfers. They were playing for a national championship, at the very least the playoff. I don't really think they care about this game. We'll take Missouri on the money line, which is even money, in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Number two, in the first semifinal, Alabama on the money line plus 105 over Michigan. That's the Rose Bowl Monday, January 1st, 5 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. Michigan's good. And it's on ESPN Radio as well. National semifinal. I don't think Michigan's as good as everyone thinks they are. I've said it. They had one good win over Ohio State.
They did.
It's a good win. It's a close game. It's nicely done. But I didn't see you really play anybody else. And I think this is a monster step up in class. And Saban's got a month to get ready. And then in semifinal number two, we've got the All-State Sugar Bowl, January 1st, 8:45 p.m. It's on ESPN and ESPN Radio as well. Over 63.5 total points. I think Texas and Washington light it up.
The bigger the parlay,
show me the money,
the more it will pay.
It's big money. Very big money.
It's time to head into the control room for this week's Producer Parlay.
So here's how it works. We front the cash for an eight-leg parlay, the eight legs of which are filled out by the producers on eight different radio shows around this very network.
Okay.
If the parlay hits, they get to split up the cash amongst themselves. If the parlay loses, I eat the cash, Randolph Scott.
Okay.
Seems simple enough, right?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so we're going to assess the picks, and we're going to begin with the opening four. Now, since we switched up a little bit this week, Evan, are you giving me the first four, or is Cardi giving me the first four? You're going to go first, Evan? All right, Evan's up first. Give us the first four picks in this week's Producer Parlay.
Yeah, a lot of sides here. So we'll start with unsportsmanlike going Jags plus 2.5 against the Bucs. Greeny going Packers minus 5 against the Panthers. And Carlin versus Joe, this is Handman's pick, going Colts plus 2.5 at the Falcons. And then Freddie and Harry is going to go Brock Purdy over 252.5 pass yards. This is Monday night. So if this is 7-0 going into Monday, we have something on the line Monday night.
Who was it last week that took the Stafford under passing yards and I mocked Devin. Them and it hit? And Devin. That's from Freddie and Harry, yes. Right? And Devin makes this pick yes. as well? Good pick by Devin. I don't have anything negative to say. I mocked that pick last week, and I think it was one of the only winners.
What did you think of Handman's pick last week when he went Saturday night, Kobe Covington, he lost, and the parlay was dead Sunday morning?
Doesn't surprise me. I had Leon Edwards, and all he does is bet against me in UFC. But then he asked me to send him the Excel sheet I have of all the handicappers of the picks I'm using, so I send it to him. He demands it. He gets it, and then he bets against me. So good. I'm sorry it didn't work out for all of you. I'm glad it didn't work out for him because I was on Edwards. All right, so to assess some of those others, you see him? Any thoughts on any of the picks in there? Jags plus 2.5 is an interesting one. Lawrence in the concussion protocol.
But Lawrence was back. Was he back at practice today?
Could end up being a good pick.
I feel like that could be a good pick. Actually, remotes. Jordan Addison over 4.5.
Oh, we haven't gotten those four yet.
My fault.
Clearly Randolph not paying attention, ready for the weekend.
I was
That's
just
okay.
looking at the list.
First
the
four
entirety of the list.
Were the ones we did.
All
now,
right.
Nick Cardi's going to give us the next four.
My bad.
Real quick, Lawrence back at practice today, still in protocol, though.
Still okay. in protocol. That, to me, feels like he's going to play. They need him to play. So, of those four, Jags plus 2.5.
That's what an assessment right there, ladies and gentlemen. he's still in the pro. I feel like he's going to play.
I think he's
going to pick.
I think he's going to. Some tussing on
Get
it.
Get out yeah. there. We need you. All right, Cardi, what do you got?
All right, Amber and Ian's going to go with Baker Mayfield over 1.5 touchdown passes. They take on the Jags, as we mentioned. Game night, this is actually my pick. Boston Scott score a touchdown only because they're playing the New York Giants. Remotes is taking Jordan Addison over 4.5 receptions, plus 135. And the Paul Feinbaum Show is taking Mike Evans over 55 receiving yards.
Okay, a couple key notes here. You taking Boston Scott to score a TD. You clearly are a self-loathing Giants fan, well aware of Boston Scott scoring touchdowns against your squad.
I wanted to take Giants on the money line. They talked me out of that one. Good odds on it, though, plus 500.
Talked you out of it. It's your pick.
On the money line?
You got to believe, Randy.
You know, these bozos are wrong every week. You don't listen to them. Also, now, this is This is why you guys never win. Because one person is betting over Baker Mayfield touchdown passes, and someone else is betting on the Jags. If Baker Mayfield hits his, that means he's throwing lots of touchdown passes. That hurts the Jags bet. Those two are not correlated. Did anyone even think to look at that before they yelled at Cardi for trying to play the Giants on the money line? No. Randall,
no,
thoughts?
I didn't. Okay, Addison. Addison over 4.5. Nick Mullins and Addison, obviously they have a connection either from training camp, sort of second team reps, right, as Kirk Cousins was throwing to Justin Jefferson. I think another week with Justin Jefferson, yeah, he's going to get his targets, but Addison jumped up a notch last week against Cincinnati, and it wasn't just because Jefferson was nicked up. There's a chance Jefferson gets nicked up again, but even without it, I like the fact that Nick Mullins looks at Addison, and I think over 4.5 against Detroit. I mean, you're going to get the Detroit in the secondary. I think it's a higher scoring game, so I think there's plenty of passing to go around.
What does this pay? $20 pays what if this hits?
$8,063.32.
What? Where's the plus money put that pick that put it? What's the Boston Scott pick?
+330.
Yeah,
that was enough to get this to $8K. This thing's always like $3K. Addison, you picked a bunch of sides.
Addison is +135, I think, 140, something like that.
Something stinks.
There's
here.
There's an alt
something
in here.
Something.
Oh, Mayfield
stinks.
Mayfield over 1.5
here.
Is probably a plus. That's probably a plus.
All right. I'll take you all at your word for it. The Boston Scott one, 8,000.
20 to 8,000? No.
This
no
thing
way.
Is never higher than like 3,900.
20?
The Jags is a simple -110. Packers is -110. Colts -110. I don't know what Purdy is. I can't imagine the passing yardage prop is heavily juiced.
No.
Baker Mayfield over TD passes could be plus money. Boston Scott for sure. Jordan Addison can't be nuts. Mike Evans can't be nuts.
It's because it same game parlays one of them as +485.
What's the +485?
Jags +2.5, Baker over 1.5, and Mike Evans over 55.5. So that together is a same game parlay at +485.
Does that matter? Does that juice it that much?
I don't understand what's happening here. What is
That's
the
incredible?
How did you wedge a same game parlay into this when I think 2 weeks ago we talked about that same thing and we ruled that out?
No, that was different. That was one
that was
show.
Different.
One show was trying to make their pick a same game parlay.
So this thing got juiced because you picked three from the same game.
Yes.
And because one of them is in direct conflict with the other two.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, because if Mayfield and Evans are going to play well, that's going to hurt
the
Jags.
But the Jags' secondary has been terrible. So they could give up 1.5 passing touchdowns and still win. They've been doing it all season.
I know, but this is what the sportsbook wants you to do. They want you to go ahead and bet things that are at direct contrast with one another.
That's what
like, hey, I'm going to bet the Eagles to win and Jalen Hurts to throw 10 interceptions. That's going to be 1 million to 1. Because how are the Eagles going to win if Jalen Hurts throws a 10 interceptions?
Because they're playing the Giants.
Yeah, Big Blue. Here we go. Big Blue.
Where'd you come up with 10 interceptions?
10, 20.
That might be an NFL record.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, that's why you get really good odds on that. Very rare a guy throws 10 interceptions and they still win the game. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. A lot of action here. Rose Bowl game presented by Prudential, number 4 Bama, number 1 Michigan. That's 5 p.m. Eastern, ESPN and ESPN Radio. That's Jan 1. After that, All-State Sugar Bowl, number 3 Texas, number 2 Washington, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, ESPN and ESPN Radio. It's been fun working with you, Randolph.
I know. It's been a good couple of days.
So you're working tomorrow and Sunday?
Working tomorrow and Sunday, yeah. So what's that, day before Christmas Eve and then Christmas Eve? I got to go to Target one more time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I went last night. It was a bit of there was a Hunger Games vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go back to the same Target. I wonder if I can go to a different Target that's going to be less, you know, less Lord of the Flies.
I think that is an optimistic approach. I don't know if it's a realistic approach.
Oh, my God. I got all the stocking stuff. I got all the presents, all this stuff. What you have to do to keep the, you know, familial thing going. My kids are 10, 9, and 6, so you got to get Christmas presents for mom from them, right? And then they wrap them and all that stuff, and you kind of keep that going. So that's my Rubicon. That's what I have to go do is get one coffee mug that my youngest wants to get my ex-wife, and I can only assume she has like 50. So we're going to add to that collection. And, you know, I just don't want to go to Target. I love Target. Target, if you're listening, I love you.
Is it just because you waited late with the ordering? Like,
absolutely.
Why are we still on the streets buying gifts?
It took forever to get an answer from the kids. That's what it was, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's on them.
Yeah.
That's on them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to all.
To all a good night.
That's how you close out the year.
Nailed
I'm
it.
Not going to say another word.
Nailed it.
Whatever.
Thanks for listening to the Carlin vs. Joe podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Carlin vs. Joe weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Carlin vs. Joe podcast.